So there you go. And we had the story. Actually, I had it yesterday, and we're continuing it today. A fourth Texas high-tech startup that was receiving money from Governor Perry's Economic Development Fund, the Emerging Technologies Fund, has now filed bankruptcy. This is kind of like a Texas Solyndra thing,
huh? I was
going
to say, this is Solyndra South.
Yeah. The collapse of the firm Terrebon that had a facility here. And again, as Kat told you, they got $2.7 million back in 2010 from this emerging technology fund.
Refresh my memory. What did they do?
Terrebon?
Yes.
Well, it's some sort of an energy. I think it's
a bioenergy producer.
Yeah, a bioenergy producer. So that means that they take like corn stalks and chew them up.
just like cows.
Yeah. But this is the fund's second bankruptcy in the last 4 months.
What'd they say, $5 million so far?
Yeah, pretty much. And the state's venture capital-like fund has raised concerns about accountability and transparency. Gosh, have we heard that before? including a critical report from the state auditor's office last year. So, of course, that's giving the there are Democrats in Texas. That's where I forgot. Anyway, they are now being critical of the governor. Well, yeah, aren't as many as there used to be. So we'll see. apparently, Terrebon's bankruptcy, which was filed in Houston in September, is the biggest one that they've had, as we had from Associated Press. But again, boy, in a day, and again, in the grand scheme of things, in Texas budget, I mean, we're not talking a lot of money because they got billions and billions that they need to account for in the Texas budget. But still, probably not a good thing that you're kind of giving money away to these companies and don't know exactly what's going to happen. And I know, as we had in our story, it's technology that was developed at A&M, but not a good situation. Well, all right, here we go. Let's wash our ears out with this. Texans are losing their twang.
Oh, good heavens.
Yeah.
Well, what part of Texas
well,
are you talking
all
not
over,
east,
see?
Not East Texas. Here's,
well, but here's the problem. We're letting these Yankees come in and they talk funny. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Time Magazine story this morning, Kathleen Phillips hustles around the Donut Chef in Van Alstine, Texas, on a pair of bad knees, pouring coffee, taking orders, frying eggs, and manning the register, which she's done for the last 38 years.
You reckon?
Yep. So she says, you know, her famous Texas drawl, which pulls three syllables out of yeah. And
I can think of several words that have multiple syllables.
Then she does kiss my grits. She likes saying that.
Oil.
Yep. But as they say, the famous Texas twang is riding off into the sunset, according to Lars Heinrichs, who is an English professor and a head honcho at the Texas English Project at the University of Texas. Everybody that grows up in the country nowadays has TV and knows how to sound general American and speak in non-region specifics. Well, but if you don't watch TV much and you're actually out working for a living, of course, we say that, then maybe everybody's going to end up sounding like Honey Boo Boo. Would that be a good thing?
Oh, good God,
yeah.
No.
Once upon a time in the streets of Austin or Dallas or Houston, they were buzzing with Texans swapping tales about, you know, grandma and how she looked and talking about a dog over there and ham, eating ham, and the kind of things that you would hear in rural parts, really not just of Texas but other places. But I think they're basically talking in the article about the idea of people coming in from other parts of the country.
So
don't
speak
like this.
We're talking about the Yankification of Texas?
Well, I think so. Or just that they're running us out, yeah. I mean, take the California Valley girls, like whatever.
Oh, please don't ever do that again,
there
Scott.
There you go. Oh, I will, because I do.
It just sounds much better when I do it.
It does. Scott. It does.
It sounds sort of unnatural when you do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it does sound unnatural, doesn't it?
Stop
and that's,
it,
after
both
all,
of
the way
you.
It sounds. But if you notice, obviously we have educators who come here from other parts of the country or world, and so, you know, it's quite often that we talk to people who are in education who don't have Texas accents. So it is getting to be more rare. I mean, do you ever Did you ever hang out with people who called that car from Chevrolet a Corvette?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it happened. But they're saying less and less anymore. Hello?
Forget about it.
Yeah. that too. Hello?
While the lady's pouring coffee, does she call everyone hun?
Hun, I'm sure she does.
Or sugar. Yeah. I call people sugar.
And she keeps the pencil there in the back of her head. Tonight is, a lady called me to remind me, tonight is Texas Storage Wars. Tonight is Texas Storage Wars. Got to be watching that, don't we? Let's see here.
I get a kick out of it.
Tonight is also the Bryan Fire Department and Guardians of the Ribbons event in the Lowe's parking lot.
Oh, are they doing that? Where? What time?
That's from 5 to 8.
Yeah,
they'll have a pink fire truck, supposedly.
Oh, that'll be kind of
personally
interesting.
Personally excites me.
That could be kind of interesting. Texas Storage Wars is on tonight. It's a brand new episode. Starts at 8:30 on whatever channel it's on. I don't know what channel it's on. Oh, A&E. It's on A&E. Of course it would be.
Because that is arts and entertainment, don't you know?
I did not know that. A&E is what they call the emergency room in England.
Oh, yeah. No, that's it's arts and entertainment is what we call it here. Have they been to Bryan College Station for their storage wars yet?
I don't reckon.
Okay. And you obviously know more about that than either of us combined.
I kind of wish they would come to Grimes County. They could find some treasure.
There could be some all sorts of places, you know. That which, you know, brings up those guys, the American Pickers. You know, where they go in and steal stuff from old people.
They don't steal
things.
They do. They don't.
They do. All right, here we go. A little pumpkin trivia for you from Better Homes and Gardens, because it's that time of year.
It's pumpkin time.
More than 40 varieties of pumpkins are grown just for cooking.
Really?
40 varieties. Pumpkins were once prescribed for removing freckles and treating snake bites. I guess if you believed it worked, that probably helped. Pumpkins were once, New Englanders were named pumpkinheads. And the reason was, in colonial New Haven, Connecticut, for instance, they cut pumpkins as a guide for the scissors to create a round uniform cut when they did haircuts.
No kidding.
So that's why they were called pumpkin heads. And the Guinness Book of Records says the biggest pumpkin pie weighed 3,699 pounds after baking.
Ooh, Lord.
Yeah. And I think, Kevin was saying, he's kind of like he's a jack-o'-lantern aficionado.
No, I just like to cut them.
Oh, but I mean, you like to do things that are unique. And,
yes.
Yeah,
he's a
okay.
carver.
Right. If you want to get some, they have a gallery of photos and some ideas. I love this. Pumpkingutter.com.
Oh.
I will try pumpkin gutter.
That's, you know, G-U-T-T-E-R. So, you know,
love it.
Gut your pumpkin and do that. And you're doing that when, tonight?
No, that's tomorrow. And if it works out, in the past, what I have done is one for the station that I work on.
Oh, cool.
So I do the logo if I can.
Oh, that's very cool.
Oh, that's, yeah, so you could do that. Yeah, ours is pretty easy. That's all square.
I thought you had an artistic side, Kevin.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Producer said.